You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, in your opinion, what are the biggest problems with having privately owned public transport at the moment?
We've seen a real disaster with private ownership of one of the bus companies in Wellington, where the previous owner has now sold off a really strategic bus depot, which is really important for running efficient services. And the new owner is in Australia, they're a private equity firm. They don't seem to have any interest whatsoever in running good services. They're cancelling up to 150 bus services a week right now, and they're locked into a battle with drivers who are fighting for fair paying conditions.
So do you think having privately owned public transport services doesn't take into account what the public actually needs from their public transport?
Well, it's hard to see how the profit motive can deliver better services when you're talking about something that's an essential service like public transport. The vehicles, the depots, it's all strategic infrastructure. It's very difficult to make a profit off an efficient service. So we should be running those services for the good of the community, not for profit for investors.
Now, I just want to look into one thing. In the press release, it says that under the Land Transport Management Act, public transport has to be operated as a for-profit service for councils to qualify for land transport funding. Does this mean that it has to be privately owned, or it just has to be for-profit?
What they're saying is it needs to be commercially run. And so, in theory, councils could set up like a separate entity, like a commercial entity that owns the services. And I believe that exists in one part of New Zealand with Christchurch's Redbus. But it's just a bit of a hangover from that whole 1990s neoliberal experiment that claimed that private sector could run public services more efficiently than the public sector could. What we're calling for is a change to the Land Transport Management Act so it would be possible to have a not-for-profit, community-owned or local government-owned bus operation service. We understand there'd have to be a transition, and there are some bus companies that are running services efficiently at the moment. It could be disruptive to change that, but to at least have a public option that's able to compete with the private sector and isn't forced to focus on profit, but rather focus on service delivery objectives.
Would a publicly owned public transport model focus on increasing accessibility to public transport? Because I know that can be quite a struggle for a lot of New Zealanders.
Yeah, we need fast, frequent, affordable public transport. It needs to be accessible to everyone. So, people with different abilities or with mothers with prams can access public transport. The whole privatization model has failed here in New Zealand. And the most ridiculous part of it is that these services are still subsidized by the public. So why is the public subsidizing services that then don't deliver what the community needs, but instead deliver profit to some foreign investors?
Do you guys have a plan in place at the moment for what you'd propose for a publicly owned model?
What we're saying is, in the first instance, we would definitely want to look at government taking over in partnership with local government the ownership of vehicles and depots. That's really important for both services to be able to be run well and for the electrification of the fleet. The private bus operators simply don't have the incentive or the ability to invest long-term in the charging infrastructure and electric vehicles, even though there's huge benefits to us switching to cleaner fuels, both from a climate perspective and from a air quality perspective. And then we think that the law needs to be changed so that there can be a public option for the running of bus services. And that'll be incredibly important in Wellington in the first instance to fix this disastrous situation with Next Capital and NZ Bus.
Yes, because what is the plan for Wellington at the moment?
Well, at the moment, we've got Australian private equity firm owning a bus company where they are locked in a real battle with the workers, the drivers. They're unable to attract sufficient numbers of new drivers. They're canceling huge numbers of bus services a week. And within 2 years, they're going to have to move. The previous owners sold the depot. So it's actually a ticking time bomb. It's like things are bad and they're going to get worse unless we have someone competent take over those services. And this is the perfect opportunity for government and local government to step up and deliver a service that's actually going to meet the needs of the people of Wellington.
As far as you know, does the government perhaps have any plans in play at the moment for helping Wellingtonians who are struggling with all the difficulties from Next Capital?
I don't know what the government's plan is to deal with this. I know that Greater Wellington, the Regional Council, is really looking at options. They know this is a major problem. They're the local body that's responsible for delivering these services, but they're going to need help from central government as well, and we may well need a law change for this to be able to happen.
And so a public model, would that be council run? So would it differ from city to city?
Yeah, potentially. Or, you know, in Edinburgh, they have a publicly owned operator that runs about 80% of the services, but they still go through a tender process with, and there's an opportunity for private operators as well. But it's really important in that tendering process to protect wages and conditions of drivers so that you can't have private operators coming in and bidding, promising lower cost of providing services by eroding wages and conditions.
So are you confident that the model that you have in mind will eventually lead to better accessibility for all New Zealanders to be using more public transport?
Definitely. I think it's time for us to move away from the private model of ownership of public transport, the vehicles, the depots, and the services. We need good, predictable wages for our drivers. We need to have an operator who's focused on service delivery to the people, not maximizing profit.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.